My name is Dee. Good to see y'all. I'm almost awake now. I thought I'd come in and listen a little bit and get my brain going, but I'm not sure that the trivia got it going in any sort of direction. I haven't talked to anyone yet today, so I wasn't even sure my voice was going to work when we opened this up. I had some really good thoughts in mind of what to say. But that was last night, and I've slept since then. So I'll do as usual, and we'll just see what comes out. Some of it was even funny, and I can't remember that stuff now either. So good morning, and hi, everybody. I first came into recovery in about 1991. And I went back out at one time, and it's been 16 years since I came back. What was it? Yeah, I had the dates written down at one time that I would have had many, many years if I had not gone back out. And I would have had 69 if I'd never drank at all, because that's how old I am today. But I did, and here I am. Yeah, it was a revelation to me when I first came into recovery. I liked the name alcoholic. I liked that label because it was the first place in a long time where I felt like I really belonged. I listened to people's stories and I hung around with some sober people who were no longer drinking. And I felt kind of at home. And it was kind of nice to go, oh, now I know what I am, because I always had that feeling of not belonging, like I've heard a lot of people mention, not belonging in a lot of different ways. But there were some really good people in recovery who kind of taught me how to be sober, and it was a lot simpler in some ways than I wanted it to be. Because they said, just like, don't drink till I see you again. See you at the next meeting. Or, take it one day at a time, or take it 3 minutes at a time if that's what it takes. And sometimes that's what it was. Because I can remember sitting on a chair, looking at the clock, watching the hands go round for 3 minutes, because I was really uncomfortable, especially at the end of the day. When I thought, okay, it's getting close to bedtime, and is this all there is? Is this all there is? But eventually it would pass. They told me that it would always pass. They told me that things would get better if I just didn't pick up a drink. But if I picked up a drink, then it would get worse and probably really, really quick. And, I look back at it now, and some of those things, other things that people told me, make a lot of sense. If I don't pick up a drink, I don't have to go through that stage of it again. I don't have to go through that again. And that's one of the things that keeps me going, because when I went back out, one of the things that I learned was it's not any better out there. And I wanted that sense of relief, long story, I always had. But it didn't work very well. And any sense of relief that I got never lasted long. It just made me want another drink. And it made other things worse along the way. I get uncomfortable and I want to control or change things. And I have realized that, and people say, well, you can't change anything but yourself. And I have found, oh, yes, I can change things. I can make them worse really, really quick. I don't know. I think that as a young child, I was pretty rambunctious. But by the time I got into school, I was pretty quiet, and I was one of those that kind of held my books close to my chest and kept my head down, and didn't get along really well with people. But when I picked up a drink, suddenly I did, because it gave me that confidence, made me feel better. Made me feel like I belonged. I was funny. I had friends. I wasn't afraid of people. And it knocked all those other thoughts out of my head. So it was my solution for a really, really long time. And at one time, when I was trying to look at my life, I was trying to write about it. And I said, oh, it was a couple of years. I was just one of those people that hit that party stage, and that you do like in high school and college. But the truth was, it wasn't a couple of years, it was a lot longer than that. And that's why I kept getting messed up when I was trying to write it down. I'm like, what is wrong here? Those years don't fit, because it had been a long time. And I came in not because I was ordered to a treatment center, or not because I was ordered to go to meetings, and not because I was in trouble with the law, but I came in because I was really, really miserable, and I was looking for solutions. And I was in a program in traditional AA, where we were shown the steps. And I had my notebook, man. I was ready. I want to do these things. I want to get them done in, a week, a month. I want to get an A plus on this. I'll fill up my notebook because I wanted to know how to live. I wanted all my problems solved, and I wanted to get it all at once. And people just, a lot of them just laughed, and they said, keep coming back, it'll get better. And they said, you can't get it all at once, it would kill you. And I'm like, why not? Why not? And I found out it wasn't just doing them once. It's kind of a way of life, this recovery is, because once I wasn't drinking, I found out that the main problem was that I just didn't know how to live. I didn't know. And it's a one day at a time thing. And it's ongoing, and it was a new way of life that I had to learn to practice. I'm really, really grateful for the people in the program that told me the things that meant a lot to me, like some of the ones I'd already mentioned, that like you have to continue to enlarge your spiritual life. You got to keep going forward, or you're going to fall back, and that can happen in a lot of different ways. And once the alcohol was removed, then I got to see what the real problem was, and that was me. And that was a lot of different things. And in the time since then, I've seen therapists. I've had to face problems with my birth family, with communication, and within a marriage that ended up dissolving for good reasons, because I had to look at my life and reassess some things, because there were a lot of, what would you say, old misbeliefs and old things that I had learned that were no longer working, and quite possibly had never worked at all, about expectations and how I thought life had to be, and about who I thought I was. And I thought I could get all well, and then I could repair all those relationships, and I could finally be, and part of it was what other people wanted me to be, so that we could all get along really well. And I found out that that wasn't the case, because I'd wanted to know why about everything, and I'd wanted to figure everything out. And I thought that I could, all those relationships could be repaired, but it turned out that that was the same family that I grew up in. And about the why I drank, it's not their fault, it's how I reacted to it and what I learned. But they didn't have a program, and they hadn't changed, and there were some really unreasonable expectations within that group of people that just flat didn't work for me. I couldn't live with some of those ideas in good conscience. And that was the thing, that inner part of me that said, hey, there's something wrong here. And so I thought everybody else was, pretty close to perfect, because they told me they were. And so if I could just get fixed, then everything would be okay. And I found out that it was kind of all of us, and it was kind of the way I worked, that it worked in the world. And I had to learn to listen to my inner self in order to be comfortable in my own skin. And when something told me something was wrong somewhere, I had to take a look at it, and I had to begin to look at, what do I really believe? What's the real truth here? And it was through, a lot of wise people that I have run into in my life that I began to learn those things. I tended to, there were always people in recovery too who said, "You by golly got to do it this way. You've got to do this the way I do it if you want to be right. And, you got to do it this way if you want to stay sober." And I'm real grateful for those who said, "You don't have to listen to that person who's putting you down. You don't have to listen to that. That guy's maybe saying what he needs to hear, or he's full of himself." And I learned to hang around with the people who had some peace about them and who had a little bit of joy, and the people that I was drawn to, that I was comfortable around. And I don't mean comfortable as in hiding, but I found that we'd kind of go around the table and people would talk, and it might be on a subject. And like 12 different people would say 12 different things about this subject. And I'd be thinking, "I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it." And then one person would say something and it would ring true. And I'd go, "Oh, I get it." So I came to find out that it kind of takes all of us and that listening is important. And I had to learn to find my own voice too, to be able to speak up and say what was right to me, and hopefully in a kind and loving way. Because it's me that I got to live with. It's me that I look in the mirror in the morning and say hello to. And most days now, I look in the mirror and I'm glad to see me. I don't look in the mirror and go, "Oh shit, what's wrong with me?" Or, "Oh crap." And there was a time when I looked in the mirror and what looked back at me was like dead eyes, depressed, down, beaten, bewildered, full of anxiety. And but now I look in the mirror and it's like, "Oh, good morning. I'm kind of glad to see you today. I kind of like that person now." Goodness. Like I said, I had some funny stuff last night and some things that I was thinking about. My story hasn't changed. It's still the same one, my past. And those facts have not changed. In just talking for a few minutes about it, all I can do is come up with a few postcards, because there's no way I can tell it all. Shoot, I can't even think about it all, and goodness knows I've tried. And that's one of the things that I found, was that I thought the problem was just the drinking. And if the drinking got removed, then I'd be okay. And then I found out it's mostly my thinking. So I had to take a good solid look at what those old beliefs were and find out what I thought I believed or what I'd been told to believe, because I'd been trying my whole life to learn to navigate this world. And it was really hard for me on some of it to admit that many of those things just were flat out wrong. That I thought things had to be that way because some people had told me, and to look at the people who had raised me or the people that seemed to know it all and go, "Hey, that may not be true. What's the real truth here?" That was quite a revelation. I found that I had anxiety to deal with and overthinking and a lot of negativity, and fear. And in the 12 steps, there's one part where you do an inventory, which scared me to death because I wanted to do it perfect. But I found out it was just the first one. But a couple of people helped me with that and said, "No, just what are you pissed off at? What hurts? What are you angry about? What's eating your lunch? Just write it down." And that helped a lot. And as I went back through it to, take a look at it with the help of some other mentors in the program, what does it affect, and how does this affected your life, and what did I do? Because yes, both drinking and not, I had done a lot of things. Not just other people had done things, but I had made some choices and done some things that were not such good ideas, that things that I wasn't comfortable with. And I ended up writing fear across almost everything that I wrote. I did those things because I was afraid. I believed those things because I was afraid of believing the wrong things. And I wanted to get it right. So with the help, I've had more losses in recovery than I did while I was drinking, because life goes on and things change. And most of my family, I'm not in contact with at all anymore, which I tried for a long time. And that's been a really sad thing to me. Of course, I wanted good relationships with them. Of course, I wanted a family. Of course, there were things that I missed, but I like my peace. I like being comfortable with myself. I like hanging out with people who are willing to talk about some things of importance, like our lives, our feelings, our beliefs, our experiences, what we think is funny, to laugh and to enjoy life. And I'm able more to do that today. Like I said, I'm 69. Part of it seems to have come with age. There's a lot of things I just don't have time for that anymore. I just don't have time for all that unnecessary misery. And I've continued to explore. When the pandemic hit, I found secular AA, which I have really enjoyed, because there are so many wonderful people who are willing to actually talk about things that the traditional family became not willing to talk about, it seemed like, because just saying, "Oh, just let it go. Oh, just forget it," I didn't know how to do that. And I don't like that. I've heard a lot of people use that word bypass, and any group of people will say that, will, just let it go, or just sit with it, or just don't worry about it, or just don't be that way. And that never worked for me, coming from non-alcoholics who were saying, just don't drink, just don't be that way. Just, don't let it bother you, because it did. And I had to be willing to take a look at why. I don't know how long it's been that I've been talking. I don't know how long I'm supposed to talk today. I feel like I'm rambling. And I don't know. I can't think of any of the funny stuff. I know during the trivia, there was something about put your hands up or put your hands down, or a joke about it. And I thought, oh, raise the guns, drop the hands. And I thought, oh, that sounds like Bugs Bunny. That's how the guy shot himself in the foot, was he got it backwards. Like Bugs Bunny would go bang, bang, and he ended up going bang. So I know, silliness. But now I'm almost kind of awake, and I'm wondering what I said, and it looks like I've driven a lot of people away. Because a lot of people were here for the trivia, and it's good to see you all, and good to be here. And I've discovered a lot of interesting things in my life. And like I said, I've gone through a lot more in sobriety than I did while I was drinking. A lot of family losses and deaths and difficult situations where I wondered where the next buck was coming from to pay the rent with. If I had known things were going to work out the way they did, maybe not the way I wanted them to, I wouldn't have spent so much of my time worrying, because I spent a lot of time worrying here and there. Imagine that. So I try to remind myself of that when things come up today. And I try to spend my days looking for the good stuff, because I can wake up in the morning and go, oh shit, what's the day going to bring? Or, oh, I'm worried about this, or I'm worried about that. Or I can make a decision to look around and see if there's anything good that I can look at. Is there anything going right in my life? And as much as I hate that, it works. And I start finding more good things. And I start enjoying my life a lot more. Even though, like the first gratitude list that I made that really worked, I began with, okay, my life is crap right now, but is there anything good in my life at all that I'm glad has not been taken away too? And it began to turn my attitude around. And that's a major part of my recovery today. When something hits me to think, okay, well, okay, I won't drink over that now. I don't say never, I just say later. Let's wait and see. And then I look for something good. And part of what happens when I do that is I find you people because I listen to other people's shares and it reminds me of what it was like. It reminds me of learning certain things and it gives me insights on things I haven't learned yet because I used to want to know it all so then I'd have it down and wouldn't have to mess with all this. But now it's more like, oh, good, I get to learn something else new. I get to look at it from this perspective and that perspective. And that's something that recovery has given me because just trying to drown it all with what came out of a bottle didn't work too well. It did it for. That became the sole North Star in my life. And all I thought about, and then it quit working, and it wasn't so much fun anymore. And I continued to try to make it work for a long time because I didn't know what else to do. But now I've got something else, and I don't have to define what that is because I can't. Because whatever it is a lot bigger than me, a big group of sober drunks. Things in life that I don't have any control over, like the weather, probably a good thing, or other situations and circumstances. And I get to live a life and have an enjoyable journey. So with that, I think I am about done. And thank you all for listening.